Blog Talk Radio.
Stocks are rebounding to start the week, with the Dow up nearly 700 points in midday trading. All three major indices are up after the recent sell-off that has gripped Wall Street. President Biden says an economic recession isn't inevitable.
Our GDP is going to grow faster than China's for the first time in 40 years. Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. We have problems that the rest of the world has.
Speaking in Tokyo, Biden cited the progress the U.S. has made by lowering the unemployment rate and adding millions of jobs has put the country in a good position, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin claims Russia is withstanding the impact of sanctions, despite a dire economic situation. Putin said in a meeting with the president of Belarus there had been difficulties, but the country is dealing with the crisis well. Russia's central bank said last month it expects the country's economy to tighten as much as 10% this year after its invasion of Ukraine 3 months ago. Gas prices are still causing pain for Americans. The national average is sitting at just below $4.60 a gallon to start the work week. The statewide average in California is still $6.06 a gallon, while the cheapest place to fill up is in Oklahoma at $4.03. More than 39 million people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend, the vast majority of those in cars. Mark Mayfield has more.
In fact, some 35 million will be on the roads, a predicted 8% increase over 2021. However you get where you're going, it's going to be more expensive. Rental car prices are up around 16%, and hotels are around 42% more expensive. That's not to mention the current gas prices. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Public telephone booths in New York City are now a thing of the past. The last payphone, located along 7th Avenue and 50th Street in Manhattan, was removed today. The city had some 6,000 payphones in 2014 and started removing the booths in 2015. The city began replacing the phones with Wi-Fi hotspots, which are run by Link NYC. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Doug.
Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and light showers on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures around 61, 62 degrees. Tonight, the showers will taper off slightly, but we'll see still mostly cloudy skies. Lows down to about 49, 50. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and a few sun breaks. High temperatures around 64, 65. Mostly cloudy skies for Tuesday night. Lows down to about 53, a little warmer. Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, a few sun breaks yet again. High temperatures around 68.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I love PETA. Elizabeth Chiriboga is joining me here today. And, you know, when I think about Elizabeth and I think about what Elizabeth is doing, and you take a look at what it means to be a program manager of Peacekind at PETA, what you have now is a change in consciousness and behavior both. And this is really what we can count on. You know, PETA is an organization that looks after and protecting our animals. So yes, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that's PETA. But what is Teach Kind? So here's the thing I love. My dad used to tell me, look, I could go fishing for you or I could teach you how to fish. Now, I don't think that was an original thought from Dad, but it's the same idea. Elizabeth, great to have you.
Hello, Pat. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I love that this is a teaching program. I love that this is an educational program. And I think that's how we transfer knowledge. I want to ask you this question. When I think about Teach Kind and I think about the creation of it, of course, you all have done that. But what is in your heart about this program? That's what I want to know.
Oh, wow. Well, Teach Kind, as you mentioned, is the Humane Education Division at PETA.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're also celebrating our 20th anniversary this year.
Yay!
We're all very excited about that.
Yay!
But now, I was a teacher. I was a classroom teacher myself in New York for 12 years before I came to work at PETA about 5 years ago. And I've always incorporated compassion for animals into the curriculum. And the beautiful thing about humane education is that it's about the connections between our having empathy for animals, having consideration for the environment, and for other humans as well. So it's all connected. So it's a win-win. This type of education is a win-win for animals, for humans, and for the earth, really.
Yeah. And what I love about it is that, you know, this is something that when you all do it, and congratulations on 20 years, we have ours next year. Congratulations on that. Yeah. I mean, most people thought we'd last 20 minutes, but I guess you've heard that too, right? That's so funny. But let's talk about this, because I've often wondered in my own journey, you know, how being educated has helped me shift my perspective and my heart. Isn't that what you are also doing? Isn't this also about education so that we understand what cruelty to animals are and get underneath what's being done about it so that we can hopefully stop it?
Yes, absolutely. It's about a shift in mindset. As you're alluding to. At Teach Kind, we're all former classroom teachers. So we understand the school environment, and we also know we understand the expectations on teachers and students, but we also know what's possible. When children learn kindness to animals, they take a key step toward rejecting all forms of violence and bullying. And Dr. Pat, you know, this is more important now than ever, considering all the challenges students have faced during the pandemic, which are now being manifested with increased antisocial behaviors in schools around the country.
Yeah.
We've heard reports just this week about teens in Florida who gutted a shark and hung the animal by the rafters at the school. Teens beat a dog to death in Tennessee. Other teens flushed a live squirrel down a toilet in a school in Colorado. These cases, sadly, are not isolated incidents.
Yeah.
We hear about these reports constantly, and we've created a website to call attention to this. It's called kidshurtinganimals.peta.org. I'll say that again. It's kidshurtinganimals.peta.org. And, you know, we know that young people who abuse animals will often go on to commit violence against humans.
Yeah.
We saw this in 2018 after media reported the Parkland, Florida shooter had earlier posted about killing animals. And now where similar reports are surfacing about the 2021 Oxford, Michigan school shooter torturing animals. In fact, Dr. Pat, research shows that 43% of school shooters harmed animals before the schoolyard massacres.
Yeah.
So we really need to take every single instance of cruelty to animals by children or teens as a huge red flag. We urgently need to help young people find things to care about, which will then empower them to take compassionate action to help the world and not hurt others. And Dr. Pat, we know that kids love animals, so it's the lowest hanging fruit that schools can take advantage of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporating compassion for animals into the curriculum is easy, and it will not take away from instructional time. In fact, it will actually enhance it.
Yeah.
And anyone can visit teachkind.org for free access to our resources.
Well, look, I love that we're talking about this, and you're absolutely right. The other thing I want to also say in support of what you just mentioned is that the occurrences we know about are the tip of the iceberg, because those are the reported occurrences. And so what's very clear to me is, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. The question really is, how can we do what you're doing and really nip this early? There are three things that I love about this, because even if you educate a wide group of people, there will be others that are kind to animals, and they will be able to observe it and hopefully stop it. But we also have to understand what the motivation is, right?
Sure.
This is really, for me, you're right. We're coming out of 3 years of what I call desocialization. And what we've learned about it is that, for lack of a better word, Lisbeth, boredom or something of that nature is really causing young people to seek a different adrenaline. And by educating and preventing, that is the way we can pay this forward and spread this widely. Isn't that part of what you're doing, being on the show here for me today?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, I was a teacher in New York. I taught in the South Bronx. And I've seen apathetic students with difficult behavioral issues become the fiercest protectors of animals, which then led to more empathy for their peers. So I've seen this firsthand. I remember one, remember many anecdotes from my time teaching in the Bronx, but one in particular, showing a puppy mill rescue to a class of fifth graders, and the images were, you know, very moving. Rescuers using tools to cut open the cages to free dogs because the cages had been rusted shut. And a boy raised his hand to joke about how another boy had cried during the video. And I explained that it was okay to cry because it just showed you were compassionate and caring. And as soon as I said this, Dr. Pat, a bunch of other hands went up to say they cried too. Now, the important thing to remember here is that these were kids who lived in the project, and they had rough lives and were not used to being able to let their guard down and show their emotions.
Yeah.
So what I realized we had done, we had created a safe space for these children to show their empathy. And that's why humane education helps both animals and children.
Uh-huh.
But you don't need to cry in order to be a compassionate person. The key thing is to create those safe spaces so that young people can show their empathy. If they don't ever get to practice showing empathy, that is what can lead them down a dangerous path. So we encourage educators to tap into children's empathy for the topic they're naturally interested in, which is animals.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I'm a kid from the Bronx. I'm a kid from the South Bronx and middle sections of Bronx. So I had my time in the projects. And you're absolutely right, because when you grow up in that environment, you're not given permission to show vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's a very good reason. I mean, I don't want to get into that story. I've talked about it a lot. But there are reasons for that. That doesn't mean that compassion doesn't exist within young people. And that's really what you're going after, yeah, isn't it?
Exactly. But the beautiful thing, Dr. Pat, is that this actually can motivate, this type of curriculum can motivate students academically as well, which is, I've also seen firsthand as a teacher. And now groundbreaking research has been done to show how it can boost reading comprehension.
Mm.
Teach Kind Rescue Story texts were used in a study with 200 middle schoolers, and it found that students who read the animal rescue stories performed significantly better on Common Core line questions.
Wow.
So it's not just reading about animals, but reading about how to help them that makes the difference.
Mm.
And at teachkind.org, we offer rescue story texts for all grade levels from K to 12 for free.
Mm. You know, I love that you, every time I talk with you, I'm so impressed about the fact that we're talking about something in the heart, but we're also talking about the amount of research you do to bring the data and the information together, because you're right about that. I mean, you know, there is a level by which we have to come forward, and in order to convince people that may be skeptical or don't believe it, this is the reality of this. And, you know, your goal, right, is to thousands of educators across the U.S. to help incorporate this kindness into the curriculum. I want to What's your vision? Where do you see this a year from now, if I might ask you?
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you, Dr. Pat, just in the past year, interest in Peach Kind's resources has been booming. So I have a lot of hope. I have a lot of hope because I talk to a lot of teachers. You know, I work with different school districts around the country, you know, from, you know, California, New York, but also rural Ohio, rural Mississippi. And, you know, we find common ground with schools. And I love hearing from teachers, especially nowadays in pandemic teaching, that once I consult with them and I give them some guidance about how to incorporate these kinds of resources into their curriculum, they tell me that it rejuvenates them and reminds them why they got into teaching in the first place. And I love that because, you know, we're having, teachers are leaving and wanting to leave the profession. So we want to keep, you know, teachers who are still passionate about teaching, we want to keep them in the profession. And this is a way to do that as well. So it's really a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I could just plug a few of our resources.
Please.
We have many, but we have an empathy building program at the elementary level called Share the World that shows children that the golden rule of treating others the way you wish to be treated applies to all living beings, not just humans. And our social justice themed curriculum for the secondary level called Challenging Assumptions empowers young people to challenge societal norms and really inspires them to have empathy for others regardless of species, race, gender, sexual identity, or abilities.
Mm.
And they include thought-provoking lessons, inspiring videos, and they're also available digitally and all for free at teachkind.org.
Elizabeth, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. I do have one last question for you. I would love to know your personal message. I would like to know what you'd like to leave us all with. And again, please give out that website one more time.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to impress upon people that compassion for animals in a curriculum is a win for students who will learn to care even more about animals. It's a win for teachers and parents who are looking for meaningful educational activities for children, and a win for the animals who will benefit from smarter, more caring humans. And all our free learning resources are available at teachkind.org, and you can also check out feed.org for even more ways to help animals in your own neighborhood or around the world.
I love it. Hey, everybody, a great, great, great initiative here, so needed. Please pay it forward. Elizabeth, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. This is so very important. It gets the core of really heartfelt. It gets the core of how to treat animals well. It gets at the core of how to prevent other things from happening in a young person's future. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have you tune us in and turn us on. Welcome to both of you. It's great to have you here.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, I understand that this is also personal for each of you. And I watched my friend who was the strongest person on the planet, an Olympian, and it was one of the most heartbreaking things I've seen. And at the time, the science was the best it could be. Dr. Luke, I would love to start off with you, and then Kylie, then you. I want to know, how far have we progressed in a 3 to 5 year period from where we were then when Sherry was alive to where we are today?
Well, absolutely. Well, thanks again so much for having us. I'm Jason Luke. I'm a medical doctor that takes care of patients with melanoma, but also a researcher and a consultant to companies like Bristol-Myers Squibb that are developing new medicines. And I really take to heart your story about your friend. And, you know, again, in my practice, you know, I fortunately have both sides of the coin and have been with many families through a journey similar to what you're referring to. You know, I think as we think about the progress that we have made, especially over the last several years, I think it's really been at the nexus of better understanding genomics, like the DNA that's involved with abnormal cancers, and the immune system response in terms of what are the limiting factors for allowing the immune system to kick in and actually fight melanoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to put in context that, just for everybody, metastatic melanoma means melanoma that has spread throughout the body from wherever it started, you know, usually on the skin. And in that scenario then, it's not something that can be removed by surgery, and rather than we're going to be thinking about giving medicines to try to control the melanoma and hopefully make it go away, you know, for as long as possible. And so we've had a lot of new treatments developed over the last 10 to 15 years, but I think probably the most insightful and most important observation has been the recognition that most people with melanoma have had the immune system kick in and actually is trying to fight the melanoma, but just kind of can't get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that because if we remove the melanoma, we can actually find immune cells in the melanoma most of the time. And those immune cells then are being limited by certain factors or proteins that the cancer is using to keep the immune system at bay. So this is where a lot of the new insights are coming, is trying to identify what are those limiting immune system blocking proteins. And so this new medicine we're going to talk about, Opdualag, is very exciting as a dual immunotherapy that tries to bring to bear blocking of multiple of these immune proteins that we think by blocking them, we can release the natural immune system to go after the cancer.
First of all, thank you for explaining that, and thank you for your commitment and your dedication. It goes beyond anything we can say. Kylie, I want to ask you the same question, you know, from your perspective on what you've seen and what the changes are. And basically what I'm trying to say is there are some things that are changed that bring you to the very fact that you are here talking with us today. And so what is your perspective? What do you see as being sort of the progress that really gets you fired up?
Absolutely. Well, Pat, thank you so much for having us on, and I'm truly sorry about your friend. That was very, I'm sure, very, very hard for you, and appreciate you advocating on her behalf. You know, having us on, especially during Melanoma Awareness Month, is really impactful. You know, this is the month where we can get the word out about melanoma prevention and early detection, and here at the MRF, we have a campaign called #GetNaked. Which encourages people to check their own skin for changes and see a board-certified dermatologist. So I would be remiss if I didn't give a plug for prevention and early detection, because that is the one good thing about melanoma. If it's caught early, your success rate is much, much better. And speaking to the progress, you know, here at the MRF, our job is to accelerate melanoma research, educate patients and families, and advocate on their behalf. And a big part of that education is educating them on options. And while we have come a great distance over the last 10 to 12 years, which Dr. Luke touched on with the many therapies that are available now, we still have people that don't respond to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We still have people that don't have good outcomes. So when there is a new treatment option available, it brings incredible hope to the melanoma community, for patients and their families, because it's another tool that they could use that might work for them, which is incredibly, incredibly hopeful.
And, you know, and if for both of you to join me here today, it's an honor as well. And, you know, it brings me to the conversation, and thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Luke, for giving us your background. But you're on the front lines, and I would love to hear from each of you if you had to pick your top three ways that treatment has changed. Which are your top three that you're most excited about? Dr. Luke, would you like to go first?
Well, sure, absolutely. And I think that this can be a very, you know, far-ranging discussion about melanoma, but I'm going to really kind of focus it on patients who have advanced or metastatic disease. And I think what I'd say to that regard is one of the first, you know, biggest advancements has really been sort of the development of these combination immunotherapies. And so this Opdualag that we're talking about is really kind of the leading edge of that. But it's very exciting to think about trying to harness the immune system to really release it to be able to fight the cancer. And so that's one way. And then a second way would be integrating what we call genomics, so better understanding the actual DNA of each individual patient's tumor, because that can sometimes give us insights as to which treatments might be preferentially beneficial for individual types of patients. And then a third area that I'll talk about, I think, is really our increasing understanding of the role for sort of healthy living around optimizing the outcomes for patients. And so whereas for a long time there has been a lot of discussion about, you know, diet, exercise, et cetera, on a more molecular level, we're starting to better understand what exactly that means. And a lot of research is starting to suggest that there may be adjuncts to the way that we give this current cancer treatments. Now, I wouldn't say that these are ready for prime time usage per se yet, but just merely the fact that we're making progress in those regards, so it goes to that holistic care of the patient and in a way that we can direct people to do more than just coming to our clinics to receive cancer therapy and perhaps change the way that they're living to enhance their cancer treatment. So I would outline all three of these areas, immunology, molecular biology, as well as healthy living, as yeah. ways that the cancer field has really come around over the last few years. And I'm just very excited about the way that that's going to change even more in the next few years.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, my own healing journey, while it was not melanoma, I discovered what you just said, and that is the incredible power of a holistic approach. You know, everything from what you put in your body to what you put on your body, and I'm so excited that you actually brought that to the forefront because it is so important. Kylie, how about you? What's your sense of this?
Yeah, I think all of the points that Dr. Luke touched on were really, really important. I think, you know, at the MRF, our biggest mission, you know, is really to educate patients. And because an educated patient is an empowered patient. And the approval that we're talking about today, this new treatment option, came about because patients participated in clinical trials. And to date, we have over 500 clinical trials for melanoma patients, which is really exciting. And I would just encourage people to really educate themselves about the options that they have available and to get second opinions if, you know, if they need them, and to empower themselves with information about the disease and about what is currently available. Mm-hmm. Because I think that is when patients have really good outcomes. You know, is when they have the information they need to make those informed decisions.
Mm. I want to ask you both again, can we talk for a minute about what some of the signs are? Because I think this is a little bit of a problem for people that they don't really understand the signs, right? They don't understand, you know, maybe I'm having something going on, but they never connect the dots that it might be advanced melanoma or melanoma, right, doctor?
Well, absolutely. And I think this was tracks back to sort of that discussion about prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're all actually getting our annual, you know, checkups, skin checkups, then, you know, catching melanomas early, I think, can be very important. But even after someone is diagnosed with melanoma, continuing to have those checkups is important, you know, to find for any signs that something bad could be happening. And I guess what I'd say to it is, you know, melanoma can act in many, many different ways. And so after someone is diagnosed with a melanoma, you know, they should be vigilant and just keep an eye out that if something is unusual, they should bring it to the attention of their provider sooner than later, because melanoma can really present in many, many different ways, which is slightly different than some other kinds of cancer, which have more standard patterns in the way that they present. With melanoma, we kind of say anything goes. So if there's an unusual symptom for someone who has previously been diagnosed with a melanoma, please be sure to get that checked out as quickly as you can.
And please give folks the website again. I want to make sure everybody is fully aware of how they can find out more.
Sure. And the website for the Melanoma Research Foundation is melanoma.org. And to your point, Pat, earlier about mm-hmm. checking your skin, we have a self-skin check guide as one of our resources, which really teaches people how to check their own skin and what to look for if they notice something is changing or it doesn't look normal. So that website is melanoma.org. And again, for the treatment that we're referencing today, that's optilag.com, where people can find out more information about the treatment and information.
Great. I have one last question for each of you. First of all, I want to thank you for joining me here today. But I also would like to know what your personal message is. I would love to know what you want to leave everyone with here today.
Well, I would make just a couple of quick comments. One is to reinforce prevention. So make sure you're getting your sunscreen on, your preventative clothing, et cetera, and get your derm checks. The second message that I put out is that there is a lot of hope for patients who have advanced or metastatic melanoma, with many new treatments coming forward, and Opdualag, this new treatment, being one of the most exciting. So I'd really pin it on both sides. We want to prevent melanoma, but we're also very excited about the different treatments that are being developed to try to help treat this disease.
Mm. Thank you. And Kylie, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with everything Dr. Loeb just said. I think the only thing I would add, and this is a common misconception, is that melanoma does not discriminate by age, race, or gender.
Oh.
Everyone is at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. So it's really important to incorporate those annual skin checks, just as you would go to the dentist. So if May is your reminder to do so, we just encourage everyone to make that appointment and get their skin checked. It could save their life.
Mm. Let's take a short break, everybody. Lots of information. Please check it out. Thank you all. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a boss babe? Let's get to it.
What up? Welcome, guys. Welcome back to another awesome episode of Boss Up Babes. I am your host, Carissa Adkins, your champion for all things habit, fitness, health, and happiness. And oh my gosh, I'm actually really, really excited for today's conversation because it's right in my wheelhouse. It's everything that I like preach, teach, and encourage women to do. So if you guys are looking, if you love my attitude, first off, my no BS approach to life and this show, please take time to go out and follow me, right? Like me follow me on all my social channels, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all that great stuff. I'm out there. If you have ever any health questions, fitness, nutrition, mindset, like if you are needing help and support in any one of those ways or directions, you guys, please send me a DM, right? Send me an email. I personally answer all of those. Asked our guest today. That's how we actually met, was in the DMs, in the chat. So it's kind of fun. But you guys, you're listening again to the Boss Up Babes, you know, podcast show. We are on over 50 different listening platforms. We are international. Not only is this live radio, so hello, live audience, but we are, of course, podcasting. And then we turn this awesome podcast into a TV show, Of course. So then you can like literally watch this on motivationandsuccesstv.com on any of your favorite listening devices. So Boss Up Babes, right, if you're kind of new to the show, Boss Up Babes is a place where women can really tap into inspiration to get great advice and tips and strategies to help you boss up to the next level of awesomeness. But before I dive in, before I bring on our fantastic guest, I do just have to say, like, I absolutely love these little earrings that I know it's, like, hard to see, and if you're listening, you can't even see these at all, but go back and try and watch them. But they're just so cute. Like, first off, it's a company I came across. It's called Ana Luisa. And if you use the link below, you can obviously claim 20% off. But I love this jewelry. I wear them when I work out. I wear them when I sleep. If it ain't my big old hoops, it's something cute and dainty. And I love that it is 14 karat gold. It's very quality. And I can really tell a difference in my ears, obviously. Like that crap that I used to buy when I was 14 from the stores that used to hurt my ears. And oh my, I didn't even realize they're in anymore. So you're looking to spoil yourself with a little something something this week, go ahead and get yourself 20% off over at analuisa.com. You guys, that's analuisa.com/bossup to receive that discount. But anyways, you guys, into the meat and potatoes. I just want you to like close your eyes unless you're driving and listening. But I want you to just picture yourself, right? Picture yourself on a beach, enjoying the sunrise, listening to a guided meditation that really allows you to boss up to the next level of awesomeness, right? Taps you into the universe's biggest power for you. I want you to imagine listening to the ocean, right? The water coming in and out. I want you to literally imagine the breeze that you could feel on your face while sitting on the beach. Today we are talking to the amazing Krista Swenson, and Krista is the CEO and boss babe, in my opinion, of Fit Vacay, and we're talking all about how you can recharge, reboot, and relax in 2022 with all-inclusive five-star luxury resorts. So with that, let me take a quick hot second to introduce my guest. Krista has been involved with both the fitness and the travel industries for the last 20 years, so she's not a stranger to fitness or vacations. She has recently combined her passion into her business, right? She took fitness and she took vacations and she married them together, which is how she, created Fit Vacay. She is partnering with trainers and coaches all across the world, myself included, and she's putting together these amazing resorts for women to come together to collaborate to, again, reboot, recharge, and stay, of course, on top of their health and well-being. Her journey to becoming this fantastic entrepreneur boss babe, I can't wait to dive in. It's a really exciting story. I fell in love with her the minute she sent me a DM. So with that, Krista, welcome to the Boss Up Babe show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Krista. This is really exciting.
Absolutely. Because we stream live. Like, you're like, Krista, you're in fitness clothes. I thought it would be totally appropriate to kind of rock the guns today for this show, because that's what it's all about, right? And it's not just... We are sexy women in charge of our fitness and our health and our well-being, and I am not afraid to show that off. So thank you for being on the show and taking time.
Here we go.
out of your busy day. I do have a random question to get us started, though. So I want to know, how do you show yourself love? Like, what is something you do that really shows yourself some love?
Great question. And this is the year of self-love, I think, and self-care. You know, we've been through such a crazy time these last few years. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, during the last couple of years, I just had a mind shift change. Like, I used to have to work out. Like, it was a chore. I had to do it. And then if I didn't, I felt like I failed, right? And I just switched that light switch to now... I don't have to work out. I actually get to. Like, I have a privilege that I actually have a body that will allow me to push myself in the gym or in my home gym. And whether it's weights or cardio or even some yoga, stretching, mm-hmm. that's kind of how I treat myself right now and take care of myself, because just switching that mindset, I enjoy it more.
Yes.
I can feel the benefits more. Like I do sleep better. You know, I am less stressed. But I also feel the changes more, you know, and if I don't see the changes that I want, I am not focused on it. I'm focused on how I feel, not necessarily what the scale says or, right. you know, where that's what I always focused on before.
Right.
So it's just a different shift in mind that, is allowing me to really enjoy the time that I take to take care of myself in the fitness, health, wellness arena.
Love that. Yeah, you guys, if you didn't catch that, right, her way of self-love right now is body movement, not for the weight, not to see any specific maybe gains that would come up, but for the mental side of what fitness brings to her, that clarity, that peace, that less stress, less anxiety, which is something we could all, every single one of us could be using a little bit more of right now. I know I literally have listeners who, you know, they feel like they get 10, 20, 30 steps in and then COVID hit or something else in their life hit, you know, surgery or some kind of, you know, loss, and they feel like they go 10 steps back, and sometimes that can keep them stuck. And instead of reframing that of like, okay, well, I may have felt like I went 10 steps back, the reframe is, okay, but today I get to choose to take a new step in a better direction, right? You always have a choice to, you can either say like, I'm going to boss up today and I'm going to do thing, or I'm going to sit in my misery and just like, whoa, 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 pity party is me. And that's not fun, y'all. That is not fun. If that's where you are at, please choose to boss up today. Do something for yourself today. My husband's gone. He's active duty. He's gone right now, but I bought myself some beautiful flowers. some love. But anyways, yeah, so I want to know, you know, how did you, right, A, 20 years in as a, you know, into fitness, 20 years into traveling, how did you marry them together? How did you turn your passion for fitness and travel into a profitable business?
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time coming. so another thing there is it's never too late. You know, it's never too late to find that passion and to act upon it or to even start a business. But, I actually had no idea what I wanted to do with my life when I was, you know, in high school. And I had a friend's sister who was like, she went to travel school. She got her degree in travel management. I'm like, oh, well, that sounds fun. I'll do that. You know, I don't know. So I did get my degree in travel business management. And then during that same time, I had my first child. So she's 24. So it's been a long time. But during that time, yeah, I was active as a, you know, young teen, but once I had my first child, just like many other moms, it was so hard to lose that baby weight. And that's what introduced me to fitness and the gym. And from there, I started, you know, I was a personal trainer for a little bit, but my big majority of my fitness experience was in teaching group fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I like that just because I love being able to help other women reach their goals or push harder, you know, overcome things that they didn't think they could. And I probably wanted that because I was challenged with that myself.
Right.
So to see others be able to do it, then I can do it too.
Yes.
So I taught fitness for, you know, on and off the last 20 years. I had a day job that was outside travel and fitness.
Okay.
But somehow I always, you know, had my foot in travel or in fitness. And then a couple years ago, I decided to get back into travel. I did work in corporate travel many years ago, and I always wanted to own my own agency. Mm-hmm. So I figured, why not? It's, you know, no better time than now. So I started my little travel business. And just like anybody else with a business, you kind of have to find your niche. And I was having a hard time finding that niche, you know? Like, I didn't want to just be a run-of-the-mill travel agent. I wanted to bring something special, you know, something that people wanted and that they needed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just recently hung up my mic from teaching fitness, and I thought, why not do both? Like, in one, why not? Exactly. Why choose? And the great thing is what I, you know, I'm going to focus on kind of the travel part of it, but I get to team up with people like you who are the fitness pros. Mm-hmm. And so I just get a benefit from the wonderfulness that you are and still be in that arena, you know? So it just was perfect. As soon as it came to me, it clicked. And now at almost 46 years old, my birthday is in a couple weeks, I am finally on the path that, you know, I was always searching for.
I love that, you know, and it really is. It's like interesting how God puts it all together, right? Like you were in, you went and got, like, first off, like, I didn't even realize you could go to school for like a trial. Like, I just thought you went out and got, like, you took a test.
Way back when.
Now I just get to travel on discounts. Like, that's what I would do it for. But then it was just, you know, like the dabbling in like the whole fitness arena, group fitness. I definitely share my love for that. That's where I started, right? I remember trying to lose all the weight, and this whole thing, like this cardio, was like, this just sucks. Like, I hated being on this cardio machine for 30 to 45 minutes every single day, sweating my tail off, like hood up. Like, I just hated every bit of that. I was like, oh. And then I found group fitness, and I remember taking my first like group workout. It was a boot camp in Germany. We were stationed there, and I freaking fell in love, because like we were using battle ropes and all kinds of, you know, ball slams, and I would run with, like, you know, resistance bands and get nowhere, and I felt so challenged, right? And then I started really seeing that weight come off, but I felt community, I felt support, yes, which is what group fitness is, it brings to the table, and you know, then it just spiraled, right? Like you, you're a boss, I'm a boss, we bossed up, and I was like, yeah, what's this whole strength training thing called? And like, how can I really put on muscle so that I'm burning fat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And I just, you know, then I went and got certified because I just wanted to know. This was all before I even became a coach. I was like, huh, I just want to like learn. Got certified, got all of that. And who would have thought that too would have put me into a business? I mean, you guys, before this, I was in marketing and HR, right? So it's like full circle that I love that fitness really does. Fitness empowers you. Fitness, you know, motivates you. It drives you. It challenges you mentally and physically. And there's so many benefits to moving your body, right? Crystal,
yes, absolutely.
Love things. You guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, she has got some really cool things in the works that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how, you know, she's put her passion for fitness and travel, put it together, mashed it together, supports trainers like me for a bigger vision. So we're going to be right back, and we'll talk about that next.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey guys, we are back and we are talking with Krista Swenson, and we were actually just laughing during break because if you guys are watching this live or you're catching this on the replay, she's got like her normal amazing bronzy tan color on, and I'm like stuck in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, like white as a ghost, waiting for sunshine to like just be warm enough that I can catch a tan. But we're loud enough. She's like, oh, this is my normal color. I'm like, oh lordy. But you would definitely know that she was the travel agent who gets to go and experience five-star luxury resorts all over the world. So with that, welcome back to the show. And I want to just get right into it. So you've taken your passion for fitness and travel, mashed it together, reached out to, you know, fitness trainers and health coaches and all kinds of amazing entrepreneurial women, I think. And you sent me a DM and you're like, this is what I got going on. And I was like, yes, yes, sign me up. Heck yes. So tell us about what you're doing in 2022 and how women can get involved.
Yes, absolutely. So we have two fitness vacations coming up. And one is, of course, hosted by yours truly, Carissa. And I'm so excited because I was able to visit this resort just recently, and it's a beautiful resort. And so I really think that just the whole wellness, it's just going to encompass everything wellness. And so you're really going to enjoy it. But fitness vacation. So we're putting up groups, small groups, and we are having a professional trainer, coach, host these groups. So you, instead of being cooped up, like we have been the last couple of years, and instead of being virtual, you know, for the last few years, which is great. I love that it has brought people together that maybe wouldn't normally be able to connect, but we need that face-to-face time. And so why not take a 4-day, 3-night little weekend getaway and enjoy a 5-star resort, but be able to connect with like-minded people who are on a similar journey that you are, learn how to vacation and be well. You know, so many people are like, well, I'm going on vacation, I got to lose 10 pounds. Well, yeah. Don't just lose your weight for the vacation. You know, learn how to vacation to keep the weight off. That way you don't have to come back and be like, ugh, now I got to lose 20 pounds.
I love that. It's all inclusive, you know, 4 days. What I love most about this is it does encompass so much, right? So
yes.
women really are craving support now more than ever. They are craving community. We are craving to get out of town. I know I'm like, come on, June, right? Like, I'm like, I need this just as much as these ladies. But what can women expect while they're on? Because, you know, I think I'm blessed enough to go on lots of vacations, to take those, you know, all-inclusive resorts. That's the only way I've traveled out, where I'm like, all-inclusive. But what can women expect while they're on this? Because it's not all fitness. It's definitely
no.
Like push.
Yep. Fitness is just kind of what we're centering it around, is fitness and wellness. But, yes, you're going to have a great meet and greet. So you get to meet all the travelers and the other participants along with your coach. What's nice is that I will partner with various coaches and trainers. So it's really what is their wheelhouse. And so, you know, you're going to have workouts, you're going to have workshops. So maybe you're going to learn how to set goals and how to achieve them, how to eat mindfully, you know, just different things. Maybe it's even about, relationships, you know, how to better your relationships, how to better your relationship with yourself, yeah. You know, just various things. So it really depends on the trainer and what their expertise is, because that's what I love. I don't have to come up with this stuff. You know, there are so many amazing women out there that are teaching others, and they have that servitude leadership. That's what I'm looking for. Like, we all want our fellow women to be better and treat themselves better, because we tend to treat everybody first and us last, you know? So take a weekend, treat yourself, you know, you're going to still get, it's not all workshops and workouts, you know, you still get to enjoy the pool. You still get to enjoy the beach, each other, nap if you want to, or, you know, your house free time. But one thing that I do want to include is like a spa treatment will be included in a package, or maybe there's a group excursion. That's something, maybe it's tailored toward, you know, what the coach is talking about and whatnot. Maybe a cenote. We are starting with Mexico, and we can try to talk about why in a sec, but their cenotes are amazing. I just visited one, and I tell you, I was amazed. I don't know that I've ever seen anything so beautiful and so calming. You know, it was just so serene. So things like that are going to be included. Maybe some adventure, if it's an adventure trip. I don't know. You know, there's just so much that we can do with it. But I just believe that women need this right now. And why not treat yourself?
Now more than ever. You ladies, I mean, she did nail it. But, you know, when she said you kind of have free reign, Chris, of course, my brain went all kinds of directions. I was like, well, I know I need physical fitness, right? Because at the end of the day, like, that is what I love to do. But I'm like, I'm a mindset. Like, I'm all about that. So then I was like, which workshops do I want to do? And all I can see is I've been manifesting, like, a vision like this for a long time. My personal clients have been like, Chris, we want retreats. We want meditations. We want, you know, these 5-star meals. You're always teaching us how to be mindful with our food. Like, nothing screams more mindfulness around food when you're sitting there on a resort. I'm telling you guys, we eat differently when we're sitting there, right? We listen to the water. We tune into the conversations. We don't have our phone technically tied to our hip. Like, we are mindful eating when we're on vacation, and that's what I try and teach my ladies on the outside of vacations. But yeah, I'm thinking fireside chats. I'm thinking, you know, teaching women how to boss up and become the champion mentally and physically and emotionally. So you guys, I'm super stoked. My the retreat that I guess I'm the host of is on June 23rd through the 26th. You can sign up below the notes, you know, in the sections below are obviously more information about this event. So you mentioned Mexico, right? Why are we starting in Mexico? What are some, like, I mean, I've got a trip to Greece coming up, too, and I'm like, I don't even know. Do I need a COVID shot? Like, what's going on? Tell us the ins and outs about the restrictions right now.
Yeah, the restrictions vary, you know, wherever you go. So I've chosen Mexico just because they do have the easier restrictions. So to get in and out of the United States, I mean, obviously, if you're coming back into the U.S., the U.S. requires a negative COVID okay. result within 24 hours. And the resorts that I will be booking us into will always include that on site. So that's part of the package. So you don't have to worry about that. Okay. If somebody has had COVID, we talk about that. If somebody does get COVID on vacation, there is a process for that. And if there's concerns around that, reach out to me because we can talk it through. I have been to Mexico twice in the last 5 months. I've been very blessed. And so I've seen it. I've seen it all, and I know how to handle it. But don't be worried or don't let that stop you. Let's talk it through. But you know what? All these resorts are very they're responsible. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You know, I do when I'm there. I tend to wear one depending on, you know, the situation at the beach. Maybe not, but it's up to you. There's no judgment.
Okay. I really love, because like I thought about that. I'm like, okay, so where do I? So you're telling me like the resort right there will allow you to get your test, that 24 hours prior, they know you're kind of going. You're also, I think, taking care of all the travel accommodations from like literally land to resort. Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't include the airfare just because everybody's coming from different locations. I can help with the airfare, but that's, you know, is not included in the package price. But yes, transfers from the airport to the resort and back are included.
Okay.
The only other thing that really isn't included is travel protection. I do highly recommend it, but that's another thing that just isn't included.
Okay. So if someone wanted to book this trip, if someone, you know, besides going to this link, you could help them book the airfare. You could help them get that insurance that they need. You'll set them up. You mentioned investment, or you kind of did, kind of not. I know for a fact that there's an early bird going on right now. Tell us how much money people can save if they book by when.
Yes. Right now, we're going to have a little bit more going on, but our biggest early bird promo is if you do book, and that's just your deposit. You don't have to pay it in full. As long as your deposit is put down before on or before March 31st, you will get $200 off the room, each room. So if it's a single, it's $200 off your package rate. If you are going to double up, then it would be, you know, basically $100 per person, $200 for that room. So $200 off, it's pretty good. So, and it's just to get your deposit down and just make that commitment that you're going to go. And then we can have a payment plan. You know, there's one on the site. There's already one kind of built in. But if you need something different, you know, I'm here to make sure that you're successful and that you feel successful. So if that doesn't work, reach out to me. We'll figure something out. We'll set something up.
I love it. Close, intimate vacations with females who are all about empowerment and inspiration and want to, yes, stay fit, but also have a really good time, right? Like, I love the water volleyball. I love the swim up bars and the drinks and the food. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. Krista, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so excited to partner with you and hopefully many in the future, right?
Yes.
And you guys, if you're listening, Krista, where is the best place that they can go to just find you in general? They want to stalk you a little bit. Where are you?
You can just find me on social media, Facebook or Instagram. I'm at Krista Jo, CRISTAJO.
Awesome. Well, you guys, that is it for Boss Up Babes today. If you are interested in that, you know, that vacation, reach out to us. I'm also going to be posting it in the Healthy Hustle Facebook group, which you are all invited to join. That's for, you know, that is the Healthy Hustle. You will always bet. This vacation is pinned up at the top. So if you're wanting in, get in now. Save $200 before that price goes up. $500 gets you in. All right, you guys, go out and have a beautiful day. Get yourself some jewelry at 20% off and then go book your vacation.
There you go.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the Sound. Well, if you're in the south end, I-5 northbound and southbound, actually around, looks like the Tacoma Dome and Fife area, especially if you're heading southbound through Fife, it's heavy, of course, through there, and we'll break free after the other side. The split to the Highway 16 northbound, it's going to be heavy around 7th. The freeway there around 7th and traveling all the way back to the University Place and South 47th. Well, that's all right. Stay tuned because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray. I apologize. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Stocks are rebounding to start the week with the Dow up nearly 700 points in midday trading. All three major indices are up after the recent sell-off that has gripped Wall Street. President Biden says an economic recession isn't inevitable.
Our GDP is going to grow faster than China's for the first time in 40 years. Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. We have problems that the rest of the world has.
Speaking in Tokyo, Biden cited the progress the U.S. has made by lowering the unemployment rate and adding millions of jobs has put the country in a good position, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin claims Russia is withstanding the impact of sanctions, despite a dire economic situation. Putin said in a meeting with the president of Belarus there had been difficulties, but the country is dealing with the crisis well. Russia's central bank said last month it expects the country's economy to tighten as much as 10% this year after its invasion of Ukraine 3 months ago. Gas prices are still causing pain for Americans. The national average is sitting at just below $4.60 a gallon to start the work week. The statewide average in California is still $6.06 a gallon, while the cheapest place to fill up is in Oklahoma at $4.03. More than 39 million people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend, the vast majority of those in cars. Mark Mayfield has more.
In fact, some 35 million will be on the roads, a predicted 8% increase over 2021. However you get where you're going, it's going to be more expensive. Rental car prices are up around 16%, and hotels are around 42% more expensive. That's not to mention the current gas prices. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Public telephone booths in New York City are now a thing of the past. The last payphone, located along 7th Avenue and 50th Street in Manhattan, was removed today. The city had some 6,000 payphones in 2014 and started removing the booths in 2015. The city began replacing the phones with Wi-Fi hotspots, which are run by Link NYC. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Doug.
Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and light showers on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures around 61, 62 degrees. Tonight, the showers will taper off slightly, but we'll see still mostly cloudy skies. Lows down to about 49, 50. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and a few sun breaks. High temperatures around 64, 65. Mostly cloudy skies for Tuesday night. Lows down to about 53, a little warmer. Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, a few sun breaks yet again. High temperatures around 68.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Our ability to align with our true highest self and create freedom and prosperity is infinite. Take the journey back to me, a guided journey back to your true self in 40 days with me, Freedom Coach and Oracle Gina Gale Gray. Move from overwhelm to balance, composure, and vitality. Restore connection and compassion. Open your heart and tap into your limitless power within your soul. Begin your journey at anywheremindbodysoul.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing.
Welcome to Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle. Find your solutions by joining me, Gina Gale Gray. Together, we can create a powerful synergy that will take down the walls that surround your heart and allow your emotional being to guide you towards connection and compassion. Feel yourself grow ever closer to remembering who you're meant to be with my 40-day Journey Back to Me program. You have a personal power within you that I would love to help you unlock so that you can achieve your newfound freedom. Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray starts now.
Wow. Hey, everybody. We have got a great show. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to take this beautiful journey with Gina Gale Gray. And, you know, today, I love this topic today. For those of you, you should know a little bit about who she is. If you've listened to her past show, and many of you have, I know because you've been emailing us, you learn that there is something about what she does as a freedom coach, oracle, and much more. But you also understand, if you've listened to the other shows, how Solutions is the way for us to connect every part of ourselves. But even more than that, she is the creator of Take the Journey Back to Me. And Take the Journey Back to Me is part of what she does to help people all over the globe. And with that in mind, honoring her son, honoring her own journey, honoring the freedom. And one of the things that gets left out of many of the conversations that we have when we talk about transformation is the physical body. And we are not going to leave it out today. Gina Gale Gray is going to talk about the relationship we have. What do we do to repair it? Why do we do it? And how do we do it? Right, Gina, you ready for this?
That is right, and yes, I am. Thank you for that.
I had to learn this the hard way. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, there is a journey that you take people on, and I'm so glad you're not like, come with me for 7 days. You're like, no. You have to go through the whole deal, right? Yeah. And in 2004, when my body crashed, it was 6 months after I started the show, started to do something that none of my friends supported. Nobody supported. They thought I lost my brain. They were like, you're crazy. Go get that big, fat $250,000 consulting job. And I started to cry. But my body picked up a lot of the doubt and grief. Why is this physical body awareness, and how does Journey Back to Me start us to look at this? And, you know, the thing that we so ignore, it tells us so much, and we're like, I don't hear you. I don't hear you.
Exactly. We are so good at ignoring our physical body and all of the messages that it delivers to us all day, every day. And the thing is, it never stops speaking to us. And that's how we begin the very first day of the Journey Back to Me. The very first segment of the Journey Back to Me is focusing on our relationship with the physical body. And during that first 10-day period, we start with the question, and we ask ourselves this question every day for those 10 days, what am I here in this body to do? Because that immediately brings you into the, or reminds you of the awareness of, oh, this is me in this physical body. I have this physical body. What can I accomplish in physicality in this body? Because it is unique to everyone. No doubt. I belong in my body. You belong in your body. And mm-hmm. that is the way that we were created.
Mm-hmm.
And so that awareness of, we forget that. We get so far away from the awareness of what our physical body is and what our relationship with that physical body is. And when we can shift that and come back to remembering and thinking about our physical body aspects, all the aspects, in a place of gratitude, in a place of awe and wonder for the physical body. Fascination. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm 61 years old, and I am fascinated with the things that change in my body, and it's a new discovery every day. But the thing is, this, you know, we all are hearing about the neuroplasticity of the brain due to people, you know, geniuses like Dr. Joe Dispenza, and talking about how the brain can continue to change and grow, and so can the physical body, and the flexibility of that, and understanding that no matter what is going on, you know, the body is all of these. It's a combination of systems, and there's the fascination.
Yeah.
The many systems. We have a skeletal system. We have a circulatory system. We have a respiratory system. We have a muscular system. We have a central nervous system. And the brilliance of all of these different systems that have come together in this skin suit to create us, and then this is our gift. This is our vessel. What am I here to do in this physical body? That's where we start.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about this, and I love that you're starting out of the gate with that, because a lot of times people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you describe, you know, this? Let's describe what we're talking about, the body. And I love what we're learning about ourselves and learning about things. I mean, honestly, I got out there yesterday. I bought a new lawnmower. I got out there. The lawnmower kept quitting after 5 minutes. I had a lot of lawn to cut. And I can't tell you how many times I thought I'm just going to leave it and go in, and I knew I couldn't. But my body stepped up to the challenge, right? My sense was, you can do more. You can do more. And I followed that guideline, right? Even to the very last three times it cut off on me. And I was shocked. I could start it every time, right? And so the body talks to us, but we all have these senses in ourselves. Talk us about the five senses, because we don't talk about this at all.
Right, right. And that's part of the gift of being a human in a body. And everybody knows about the five senses. We learn about those. We have the sense of sight. We have the sense of hearing, and smell, and touch, and taste. Those are the basic five. And they are so busy all day, every day, bringing information in to the physical body. And when they bring that information in, it is transformed within the body into messages. They are the messengers. And when it comes into the body and then processes and gives us a message, what do we do a lot of times? Unfortunately, a lot of times what people do, as soon as they get a message of discomfort or pain or dis-ease, the first thing that people go to is, oh, I must go see my doctor, or I must ask someone, well, what do you think about this? I have this pain, I have this discomfort, this is new to me, I don't know what's going on. And they go outside of themselves to find out what's going on. And that is only because we've lost the connection with our own inner knowing. We've misplaced that connection. And so we start with my program, we start with remembering that we have a relationship with this inner knowing. I truly believe that everyone is their own best specialist. And I also have a knowing that someone cannot really be a specialist for a multitude of other people, but the entire population is a specialist, but they're only a specialist to oneself, and that is the self. And just remembering that and tapping in, and the best way to do that is to start listening to the senses, the information that the senses bring in. If you smell smoke in your house, what do you do? If you're not cooking, what do you do? Right. Well, you better listen to that sense. You better get up and go look. If you live in a large house, you better go look. Listen to that sense. If you all of a sudden feel pain in your stomach or discomfort in your stomach, there's a message. What did I just eat? What's going on here? Is there something that I can do about this? Was that a good choice? Was that a bad choice? And on and on. If you know, we bring things in through our visual senses. We hear things all the time that we ignore because the power of hearing is so multi-level, and we're really, really good at not paying attention to the background sounds and only paying attention to the immediate, which is why subliminal messaging works so well. So much of that stuff that is going on and being said, and we think, oh, there's no harm to that. If you go have your oil changed in your car and one of those mainstream negative news platforms is playing on a loop, on a loop, on a loop. If you think that you're not being impacted by that, your sense is bringing that into your being, and then eventually you're going to have to process that in some way. So all of these things are the powerful messengers. Our senses are the powerful messengers of the physical body. And remembering to go back in and reconnect with that is just so important. And back to the awe and the wonder of the physical body. I learned everything about this with my journey with my son. And in 23 years, the body that he was gifted, it was not an easy body to be in. The complications and the physical struggles that he endured his entire life, he and I and everyone who helped with him looked at every one of those new situations that came up, because that's usually the path of someone who starts very early with things like he had. He was never able to walk, and he was never able to talk. And those are pretty big factors, and there were a lot of things in between. But the physical body movement part, generally what happens is, there's a lot of things that happened, because the respiratory system is one of those systems that is really impacted when the body starts growing like a tree and getting the contractures and the spine goes crooked and different things happen with the skeletal system and the muscular system, and it's all part of these degenerative conditions that people are sometimes born with and sometimes develop very early on. And each one of those, each moment of his life, each time we would wake up and a new one would appear, there was always the choice of, is this going to stop me from living out my life purpose or not? And as long as the answer was no, I'm not going to allow that, we figured a way around it, through it, over it, under it, somehow continue to survive in that particular body. And the most important thing was, he was predicted to live very few years because he was very profoundly impacted by physical issues. But the truth is, the truth that we created because we chose not to believe that and to really honor the physical body, was he lived 23 years with one pneumonia his entire life, which is just unheard of, because pneumonia is very common in people who have compromised skeletal systems and muscular systems. And you're told in the beginning, this is what's going to happen. This is what the neurologists, all the other just tell you who proclaim to be the specialist for that body type or that label or that dis-ease or that disorder, whatever.
Yeah.
So we started very early going, are we going to believe this? Are we going to accept this? Do we like this label? No.
I did the same thing.
Good for you.
I didn't get there, though. But can I ask you about this? Because people will learn this when they work with you. And this is so important to tell people, because this is what they're going to learn. We would rather ignore the messages. But you had to say, oh, no. Right?
Right.
And didn't that send you on, just going to say it, a new path to freedom?
Yes. It sure did. It sure did. And that is what is so important. I mean, where do we start? We start right where we are. When do we start? We start today. It doesn't matter what's, because so many people at this point are in, not in a wonderful place with their physical body health and well-being. And
one thing
like
we've been in a really long time, right? You put it really kindly. Thank you for Gina Gale Gray. So kind. But we're now getting the research on how really the state of our bodies are, right? We're now getting that research.
Yes. And why do we have to wait for research? We know things are happening within our body, and we always have a choice. Am I going to accept that or not? I remember when I first started getting serious about strength training, and this was when Spencer was quite young, and I knew. I could see into the future far enough to know that he was going to get heavier, and I would need to stay stronger to be able to carry him everywhere, right? And I knew a lot of people at the time who also had children that were in their care. And then there's also later in life, people take care of parents, spouses, other people. And there's a component to that. There's an aspect of that that is the mere transferring of that person from one place to another. So when you know that you're going to be responsible for caring for someone else who their abilities will become less and less. That was my motivation. As his abilities are less and less and he continues to grow, I must become stronger and be better prepared to be his partner in this, right?
Yeah.
So, again, he was just my greatest teacher on these things. We partnered with these things, the importance of as he became less able, I must become more able. So keeping up with my strength training was really, really important, and I always encourage people to be mindful of your own strength. You do not have to become weaker as you become older. That is not true. If someone tells you that you're naturally going to lose muscle tone and you're naturally going to become weaker and this is all the degeneration process that we have to accept, it's called aging, I even want to argue with that. No, and it's not that I don't want to get older. I just want to do it according to my own terms. Mm-hmm. I learned that from Spencer. He wanted to live 23 years, and the body that he lived in finally completely failed him. And we took the help along the way that we absolutely had to. One of the things that we absolutely had to, and this was before he became a respiratory patient, before he had to have the tracheostomy, he had to have a G button. So he required enteral feeding, which that was rough because he loved to eat. We loved to cook together. Nutrition was really important to us. We grew our own herbs. We made our own food. He was a foodie. I'm a foodie. I love foodies. And that, the nutritional aspect of that is such an important component with the physical body health and well-being. But again, that's another thing that we don't really need the research to tell us how far out of alignment with nutritional health and well-being we are. What most people are feeding their body is it doesn't even come close to qualifying as food, and the nutritional value is it's criminal. What's been done to our food source, and then what we choose to bring into our body. So that's a big component in the physical body 10 days of the journey back to me. Is again, I'm not here to make anyone feel bad about what they're eating, but to help guide people into an awareness of, take a close look at what you are bringing into your physical body in the form of food and supplements and drinks, and then beyond that, what about the air you're breathing? Are you inside all the time? Are you inside a large building? Are you, all of these things are, consider, what are you bringing into your body through all five of your senses? What are you bringing into your physical body through what you're choosing to listen to every day? Are you listening to garbage? Are you listening to fear porn? Are you at the all-you-can-eat buffet of fear porn? And if you think that's not impacting your physical being, I can assure you that it is.
Yeah. And there's no, and look, this is something, what you're saying is so important, that we are not even acutely aware of the number of subliminal and not so subliminal messages that are in front of us. I mean, even when you drive down the road, Gina Gale, you drive down the road and there's a sign and you see it, it's in, right? You turn on your TV. Let's say you turn on your TV and you think, oh, I'm just going to mute this, but you're still staring at it. I mean, there's just so many things. But what I love about this is you guide people through this on the journey. And so the hardest part of all of this is when you have to do it alone. And I would not be here today if I had to do this alone. I was like you. I had to, something wasn't sitting right. It just wasn't sitting right. And I started to reach out and say, well, maybe I need to go to this over here. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Where are you now? What is it about when I say you don't take the journey alone? What is it about this part of the journey with Gina Gale that demonstrates it? Before we go to break, can you tell people how they can find out about the journey, how they can find out about you? Because they don't take the journey alone. They take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best place to reach out to you?
Yeah, come to my website, anywheremindbodysoul.com. And any day is a good day to start. You can either join in on a group or you can just sign up. It's very easy to sign up. Click, go to my page, send me a message, say I'm interested, and then I will reach back to you and we'll talk about it.
I love it. And then we're going to take a short break. When we come back, everybody, this is now part two. What is it that Gina Gale does? When we say support, everybody may have their own opinion. But I'm telling you, you take this journey with her, and there is support on the way. When we come back, if you're thinking, oh, I can't move. Oh, I can't do the lawnmower. Oh, you know what? You're so much more powerful than you really think you are. You just need that reinforcement, and she is the person to do it. Benny, Jacob, let's go to a short break. We'll be right back.
The New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is a really important conversation because it's so great that there is somebody out there like Gina Gale Gray. Hi, Ben. Hi. And, you know, part of what we're looking at for today's show is how do you get on board? How do you get going? You know, what is it you want to do? And she is the one that knows how to guide you along. And I love that before the break we were talking about you can just get in, you can jump in, you can start. This is physical body relationship repair. We're talking about why and we're talking about how. We're going to talk about how in a minute. But tell people how they can get involved, how they can become back to how they become part of Journey Back to Me.
Well, there's two different ways that I do the program, that I offer the program. The first is an individual basis. The day that you decide is the day that we begin. And the program is the same. It's just delivered either privately or in a group. So either way. And you go to my website, AnywhereMindBodySoul.com, and sign up. Send me a message. That starts the connection. I will message you back and give you further information. There's a lot of information on my website detailing the parts of the program. And what we're talking about today is the first 10-day part of the program, because the first 10 days we focus on our relationship with the physical body. The second 10 days, we focus on our relationship with our emotional body. And we're going to talk about that in my next show with you, which will be next month.
Yeah.
And then the third 10-day period is we're going to talk about the mental body. And the final 10-day period, we talk about the soul body, which is the connection between it all. And I love to help people on an individual basis, and I really love to help people in the group program that I present, because in that group, you have the supportive power of you're taking the journey alongside other people. So when we do the Zoom meetings in between, the transition between each 10-day period, in that group, that sharing and support from fellow journeyers is just such a beautiful thing. So that's one aspect of the group program. My next one is starting on June 29th. Another cool aspect about the group program is we start them on a new moon. And I take people into the realm of when you connect, if you want to begin anew, if you want to start your way back to yourself, which is what the Journey Back to Me is, I want to return you to yourself, your true highest self, which is your soul being. And starting that process on a new moon, we engage the power of that new moon. Whatever zodiac sign that it's in comes with unique energies from the cosmos. And so we just bring that energy in and present some information about that too. Helps to bring people into a deeper connection with the earth and the cosmos while journeying back to me as a physical being.
When we think about this, and this is really important because now we're going to get to the really core issue of some of this. And the really core issue is how do you get the support? Because when people look at their lives, it's overwhelming and it's daunting, isn't it? I mean, you and I know that. We've done it. We've looked at ourselves. And then, you know, out of the seed comes this really strong tree that allows people to get guidance, to get support. And you have a number of ways you do that. You start with the journey map.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is so well thought out and is so supportive of people. Talk about how now you're in there now supporting people.
Well, we start with, as you said, it's a map. I've created a map for each of the 10-day periods. And so when we start with the physical body, that map is the most involved. And the first section of the map is the introspective part where I'm encouraging you to really look closely at your relationship with your physical body. And there's 11 questions. And during that 10-day period, I ask you to ask yourself those 11 questions every day. And the feedback that I get from clients, first feedback is usually, I never thought to ask myself that, which is exactly why I designed the questions the way I did. For instance, asking, and it's all a rating on that particular map, it's rate your, how do you feel about your physical body flexibility today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why does my flexibility matter? Well, I'm 61 years old, and I've practiced yoga for 45 years, and I now teach yoga. Flexibility is important for multiple reasons, not just with the physical body skeletal system, but the integration of all of the systems once again. How do you feel about your relationship with what you ate today? That's a big one because so many people, they jump in and they decide and they think I'm gonna start a new diet and exercise program, which is not what the Journey Back to Me is.
Right.
how do you feel about your relationship with what you brought into your body today? Because that is so empowering when you really take a good look at that and know that any answer is okay. I'm there to support you and remind you, ask yourself these questions every day for 10 days and encourage you that you will learn a lot about yourself. And then you will go deeper into whatever area of that you want to go deeper in. How do I feel about my physical body's strength today? I ask myself that question when I do some of either my strength training routine or my yoga routine. If I can't do as many push-ups or if I don't have the endurance to do my yoga on the beach, I want to know why was that off today? Why didn't I perform, you know, to my own expectations? It's a good question to ask. How do I feel about why I didn't perform? There's so much involved in all of this, and this is just a great place to start. And so after the 11 questions, the next part of the map is I'm going to ask you to ask yourself or document each day, how did I move my body today? And unfortunately, the world that we're living in right now, with this wonderful gift that we have of Zoom and this connection, all of when the world was put on lockdown, Zoom came through, right? And we all found a way to connect and to keep our jobs and to it became a great source for our entertainment, our knowledge, our learning. So many good things came out of it and are still coming out of it. However, sitting in a chair in front of a computer for hours and hours and hours and hours every day, movement. Where has movement gone? And everybody is hearing, you know, that the sitting is becoming the new smoking because there's such a lack of movement, physical body movement. So again, start somewhere. 20 minutes three times a day is a great place to start. And I will provide that encouragement for people every day. In addition to the map and asking you to complete the questions and complete the map each day during each period, I also give an inspirational message every day for 40 days. So, and it's your choice if you read it or not. It's your choice. It's always going to be positive. I can absolutely, absolutely guarantee that it is a positive, inspirational message to keep you going and to encourage you and to know that I'm there beside you. So if you're doing it individually and all you have access to is email, I will send you that message email. If you use Telegram, I will send you that message on your Telegram. If we're doing a group, it will be in the Telegram group. The point is, I remind you every day for 40 days, I'm there encouraging you. The most important or my favorite part of the map for the physical body 10-day period is, this is the question. This is a question that stumps people because they confuse the two. How did you nurture yourself today?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I mean, right? That's like an oh, boy.
Yeah. Because, and even when people, when we get in the groups and people answer the question if asked, it's oftentimes, no, let me ask you again. How did you nurture yourself today? How do you honor your physical body? How do you feel about your physical body? Because however you feel about your physical body comes out in your behavior, comes out in how you then treat it, just like with everybody else. But this is all about the journey back to me, so it's all about how. Look at this. What did you do to nurture yourself today? Did you take some time to just be fascinated with your own body? How about laugh at your body? I had to learn to laugh at my body as I got older, right? And it's not easy because we see things like with the aging process or with anything where you become less or you don't like to look in the mirror for whatever reason. There's lines that show up. There's things that happen with the skin. There's things that happen with, and how do you feel about that? So nurturing yourself is probably the thing that I want to encourage the most during that physical body period. So you can nurture yourself with a multitude of ways. You can nurture yourself with movement. You can nurture yourself with hydration. You can nurture yourself with the things that you choose to eat, the actual nutrition, which is vital. And yeah, I can talk a lot about nutrition because I'm also a holistic nutrition coach. I went to the David Wolf School of Holistic Nutrition, and David Wolf is an absolute genius with his knowledge of natural health and wellness. And
no question.
Yeah, and it's easy stuff. And when you think about your relationship with the foods that you're eating. So one of the things that I started doing quite a while ago was asking people, and this is incorporated into the journey back to me also with this portion of it. Every meal that you eat during the day, if you look at that before you eat it, ask yourself how many colors of the rainbow are on that plate of food.
Mm.
And now when I'm talking about the colors in the food, because when I did this with my daughter in the beginning, she loves cheese, and she wanted to know if cheese counted as orange. No, Alexis, it does not count because I'm talking about natural pigments, natural color pigments. And so it's a fascinating process because these colors are related to the chakras. Are related to the rainbow. It's all related. And when you have a plate of food that has the color red pigment for your root chakra, the color orange pigment for your sacral chakra, the color yellow pigment for your solar plexus chakra, the color green for your heart chakra, the color blue for your throat chakra, the color purple for your first eye chakra, and the color white is what I use for the crown chakra. When every plate of food that you eat has every one of those colors, and you know the best way to get that? A giant salad.
Oh, boy, yes, right?
I can't put enough color in my salad, and then I take pictures of it, and then I celebrate. You know, there's avocado and the lettuces and the purple lettuce and blueberries, because blue is a really hard pigment to find in food. It's either blue-green algae or it's blueberries. So getting that blue in, and guess what? That's for the throat chakra. How many of us are having throat chakra issues or throat issues, the thyroid epidemic that is all related to it's all related to the energy center of the throat chakra. So eat more blueberries. So when it comes to, I'm not going to criticize you for what you eat or any of the things that really don't count, but when I ask you to record and really look at what you're eating every day, if it doesn't have these colors in it and the natural color pigments, you're just shorting yourself. And if you add those in, you start feeling better.
Yeah. I love this. I love that we're talking about this because the way you're breaking it down for us is what we're looking at is if you do it this way, it's so cool. And you're right. oranges and cheese may have the same color, but that's not the idea. But, you know, it's really fascinating. You and I were talking during the break, and there's a place in Seattle I used to go all the time, and it was the best. It was steamed vegetables, tofu, brown rice, and their homemade tahini. And I was sitting there this weekend as I was thinking and feeling my boat, just a lot of exercise in the yard, and thinking, man, I wish I had that. And you're right about the colors of the rainbow, because when you look at it on the plate, you can see it. Part of what happens is you don't go to the next step, and that's what you help people with. It's the next step. Like, how hard would it be to get the vegetables? As a matter of fact, you know, if you don't have the time to, I ask myself, why don't I have these organic frozen vegetables that are pretty good? Why don't I just start there? See what I mean? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we're talking about? Why don't we just start there? Well, we don't, because we don't hold ourselves accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do. I mean, it's hard to do for me, and I'm pretty disciplined.
Yeah.
But it's also really fascinating to me when I think about, what do we need to do? This is the only body we have. This is it. And why do we believe? My friend said to me once, I don't do a lot of studying in this area, but my friend said to me, you know, you're talking about a body that's not going to work for you. Why did these people live for 200 and 400 and 800 years? Do you believe they did, Pat? And I would think, well, my stepmom helped me with that, and I do. But why do we now think we can't? And what if we knew what to do? That's what we're going to talk about next. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to talk about what can you do. 10 days. Think about it. It's like no time. It's like you blink. What can you do in 10 days? We're going to hear from Gina about that, Gina Gilgray, about that, because why? She does it. Go look at her website. We'll give that out. People are raving about this. And before you know it, you have transformed. Let's take a short break, everybody. Benny, Jacob, we'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome back. I mean, this is so incredible. For those of you out there that are thinking, I need to find a way, I need to tell my friends, I need to really do this and do this with somebody that has laid something out that is so profoundly powerful. And yet, for a lot of you, you may be thinking, it's not hard, because you're working with somebody that is going to guide you. You're going to guide you. You're working with somebody that not only is just going to lay it out, there's like a roadmap here. You can go to anywhere, mindbodysoul.com, and check it out. And it is about taking the journey back to me. See, back to me. Gina, look, this is so exciting. But this last piece about what you can do in 10 days, this is mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And 10 days it's a very time. Anything can be started in 10 days. You know, maybe you just need to remember and reconnect. Maybe you need a little repair, which again is why we start with the physical body. If you're going on a journey, you want to prepare your vessel. You want to prepare your physical body. And possibly that means there's some need for repair. But you have to find out where and what, and then I can help you with the how. You know the why, because you want to feel better. You want to do more. And remember the question that we're asking during this 10-day period, what am I here in this physical body to do? Doing this is the physicality. And when our doing this is impacted by all of these physical body issues, we kind of give up on our physical doing this, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that anymore. I really loved doing that, but I can't do that anymore. Well, why? Well, because this thing happened. So the whole story that is told, again, my greatest teacher, Spencer, every time that something new came along, like when he had the RSV and he had to have the tracheostomy and we had to have a ventilator to carry around, well, he'll never be able to this and this and this again. It's like, really? Watch us. And the key to that, the key to his living another 7 years after that was nutrition. Because all of his food, I decided to really understand the connection between. And he became a respiratory patient, and he had a G-button. And I really quickly figured out the connection. As soon as I would give him one of the feedings of this creamy, milky formula crap that they prescribed for him, his respiratory, we would suction. And it didn't take long at all to figure out the connection between what we were feeding him, and it was, setting off his respiratory dishealth. So that's when we began making his food. And it was, everybody said, you can't do that. It's too much work. Just go ahead and use what we've been giving you. No, we're going to get back in the kitchen and we're going to make the things that he loves to eat that have the nutritional value that we're in control of. As soon as we did that, his respiratory health started improving. He needed less suction. He could get off the ventilator more often. The desire was we were going to end up not needing the ventilator at all. That didn't come to fruition, but the importance of the nutrition, what we are eating and how it relates to all the rest of our bodily expressions is real. And I can definitely help people with my map and then with my guidance find out what areas,
yeah,
what areas have the greatest needs, what areas in your body speak to you the loudest, and why are you ignoring them?
Yeah. And the other thing that I want to ask you about, and I want to get back to the map, because a lot of times we don't start because we don't know where we're going. We don't have a map, right? And if you think about that metaphor for a minute of getting in your car and somebody gives you your beginning point, you know you have an end point, but there is like nothing in the middle, right? It's hit or miss. And I think when you can see a roadmap, you can also measure yourself. You can also look at yourself. What I love about this, Journey Back to Me, is that you do it in a non-judgmental way because you're meeting people where they are. It's fascinating. I had a friend that she said, I can't move. I've gained so much weight. And I said, you know what? When I had my knees, I got this little pedal stepper. Put it where you're sitting and just move it. And even that builds confidence. I want to ask you this last question. All of this is about regaining our freedom back, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It is empowering and reminding you that you do have this power. It was programmed into your DNA, and people have forgotten that. When we're in the womb, our DNA is creating us completely. It knows how to do that. If it knows how to create you, your mother doesn't create you. You create yourself when you're in the womb. When you come out, there is no one in a white coat that puts your legs on you, puts your ears on you. You have done that yourself. And the miracle just of that, that the DNA that comes with us, that is us, our soul, our being, is bring back that power. I want to help people remember that fascinating part of the physicality of being here. And we just go from this 10 days into the emotional being, which is really, really important too, into the mental being. The mental being is where the monkey mind is running all these programs that we can eliminate those and come back into the soul knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a strategic path that I guide people on to the journey back to me. And a lot of times, as soon as we get there, as soon as we finish that 40-day period and we have answered those questions, the what next is, oh, there's another layer.
Yeah. But of course there is, because let's just wrap it up for a minute by saying this. We didn't get here overnight, right? I mean, it took me months to figure out what was affecting my metabolism. Months. Actually, it took me about 6 months on a particular medication that was helping in other parts so I wouldn't have nerve damage, but I didn't really do my homework. And then you have to have the inspiration to change, and that's what you provide. Thank you so much for everything. I would love to know your personal message, and please tell people how they can work with you.
Come to my website and sign up. I can customize a program. I can support people in their journey, which is that's why I'm still here, is to guide people on their journey, because It is well worth it. You are worth it. And when you remember your power, when you can say, here I am alive, fully empowered to be who I am and do what I came here to do. That first 10-day period where we're figuring out, what did you come here to do? Thank you for listening to Savvy Soul Oceans with me, Gina Gale Gray. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Come back every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific to further your progress towards rediscovery. You can also join my 40-day Journey Back to Me program to unlock your true potential and reunite with your soul. There's no time to waste. I'll share Spinspirations, which are messages from a spirit named Spencer, and lead you toward your solutions. Go to anywhere, mindbodysoul.com, and ask for...
Call her, connect with Gina Gale, and take action today. We know you.